Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and wherever nail guns are sold. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, sports with Will Leach. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Around 4,000 people are dead and thousands more missing after a cyclone devastated Myanmar. Those numbers from the government of the Southeast Asian nation. It's formerly known as Burma. The death toll could go higher. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more.
Information has been slow in coming from Myanmar since Saturday's storm, in part because of the extensive damage it caused, in part because the military government is a tight-lipped bunch, even in the best of times. The full extent of the damage and the total number of lives lost probably won't be known for several more days. A referendum on a new constitution, what the authorities call part of their roadmap for democracy, is scheduled for next weekend. A referendum opposition leaders and human rights groups call a sham. Some opposition groups have been urging a no vote in the referendum. They say the authorities are likely to try to rig the results in order to help legitimize their rule.
NPR's Michael Sullivan with that story. Arkansas officials will have their first look at their hard-hit landscape today. At least 10 tornadoes tore through Arkansas over the weekend. The officials will fly over the damage today. Tornadoes killed 7 and wrecked hundreds of homes. A small town in Kansas was nearly destroyed by a tornado last year, but Greensburg is rebuilding. 18 high school seniors there graduated Sunday. President Bush gave the commencement address. Carla Eccles of member station KMUW has the story.
President Bush praised the Greensburg graduates and the community for their ability to persevere a year after a devastating storm leveled 95% of their town. Mr. Bush said the challenges will give them strength to rise above any obstacle.
You've seen life at its most difficult. You have emerged stronger from it. Now I call on you to take the spirit forward and help our country in a way that makes us more resilient and more courageous as a people.
Carla Eccles of member station KMUW reporting. An unusual virus outbreak has killed dozens of Chinese children, and more than 6,300 people are sick. It's called enterovirus, or EV71. At its worst, it causes paralysis and fatal brain swelling. China is scrambling to get it under control before the Beijing Olympics. Envoys of exiled Tibetan leader the Dalai Lama continued talks with China today. Little progress so far. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
According to China's official Xinhua News Agency, the Chinese officials said that the recent unrest in Tibet had created new obstacles to the dialogue. But the Chinese said that they were being patient and sincere in arranging the discussions following repeated requests by the Dalai Lama's representatives. The Dalai Lama's envoys are expected to raise concerns about China's suppression of the unrest in Tibet. This is the 7th round of talks between the two sides since 2002 and the first since riots in Lhasa on March 14th.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. The talks are expected to go on for another day. And an Ohio man could face an extra 6 months in jail for sharing a Little Debbie snack cake. That was an oatmeal cream pie, to be precise. The problem was an inmate who was barred from snacks got a hold of it. His lawyer says it's outrageous, especially since the extra jail time would cost the state more than $12,000. Not enough prison food news for you, you say? You can hear more Chowline coverage in a conversation in our other hour. That is your news for now. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.